This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أليس في جهنم مثوى للمتكبرين؟ أليس question. Allah knows the condition of those individuals. But he's saying, isn't there in جهنم a board for those who are arrogant? يعني it is a given thing that the people who are arrogant, the people who do not fear Allah, they have their place in Jahannam, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. فَأُولَٰئِكَ, and who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who fears Allah and obeys Allah and fears Allah, those are indeed are the successful ones. Subhanallah, ya ikhwati fillah. يقول قائل خلي الذنوب صغيرها وكبيرها ذاك التقى. خلي الذنوب صغيرها وكبيرها ذاك التقى. وكن واصنع كماشي فوق أرض شوك يحذر ما يرى لا تحقرن صغيرة فإن الجبال من الحصى. He's saying to us and to the rest of the people, خَلِّ الذُّنُوبِ, abandon sins, صَغِيرَهَا, the minor and the major of the sins, and be as such a person who's walking on a land that is the carpet, thorns on the carpet of that land. And then he said, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ صَغِيرًا. Do not ever belittle the status of minor sins. فَإِنَّ الْجِبَالَ مِنَ الْحَصَى. He said, the mountains that you see, these huge mountains, are nothing but a small rocks. Yes, you leave this one here and you leave one of the other one behind. But on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, these will come as big as mountains, so be careful with that. تقدم يا إخوتي في الله. تقدم. Come forward, may Allah reward you. إخوتي في الله. The رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. قال. وإن تأمر عليكم بالسمع والطاعة. وإن تأمر عبدا وإن عبدا حبشيا وفي رواية. وإن تأمر عليكم عبدا حبشيا. And he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen and obey the orders of your rulers, those of who are in charge of you, the umara, these individuals that we freely talk about. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم, if a person whom you did not like becomes in charge of your affairs, then your responsibility is to obey and to listen to that individual. وَإِنْ كَانَ عَبْدًا حَبَشِيًّا. If that person is a person that you don't respect or you don't agree with him, it's still you must obey that individual. لذلك يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم في صحيح البخاري ومسلم والحديث متفق عليه وفي سنن النسائي وابن ماجه يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم من أطاعني فقد أطاع الله. Whoever obeys me, as Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he indeed obeyed Allah سبحانه وتعالى. قال ومن عصاني فقد عصى الله. And whoever disobeys me, he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَطَاعَ الْأَمِيرِ. He did not say a particular amir. وَمَنْ أَطَاعَ الْأَمِيرِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَنِي. If you listen to your ruler, it's as though you listen to me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ وَمَنْ عَصَى الْأَمِيرِ. And whosoever disobeys the amir, فَقَدْ عَصَانِي. You indeed disobeyed me. At this time, ya Rasulullah, na'am, at this time. أن this situation, in this situation. Ya Rasulullah, they are allies of the kuffar. They are doing so many wrong things. We don't agree with them. What should we do? He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala al-mar'i al-muslim, it is imperative, it is necessary, it is essential, mandatory, obligatory for a Muslim, as-sam'i wa-ta'a, that he has to listen and obey the rulers. قَالَ فِيمَا أَحَبَّ وَكَرِهِ أو كَرِهِ, for the things that you like and the things that you don't like. ثُمَّ قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ إِلَّا أَنْ يُؤْمَرَ بِمَعْصِيَةِ, unless this ruler orders you to do haram, then you say no. قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَلَا سَمْعَ وَلَا طَاعَ. In this case, if he tells you it's okay to sell alcohol, then you say to him no. If he tells you it's okay to issue a license for the evil women who like to sell their bodies for business, then you say no. يقول الإمام الطحاوي in this statement في شرح عقيدة الطحاوية, يقول رحمه الله, listen to this, يقول رحمه الله قال أمرنا بالطاعة قال لا نعصي أمراءنا وولاة أمرنا, we will not disobey our rulers and those who are in charge of our affairs. وَلَا نَدْعُ عَلَيْهِمْ, and we will not make dua against those individuals. وَلَا نَنْزَعْ مِنْ طَاعَةٍ يَدًا مِنْ طَاعَتِهِمْ, and we will not withdraw our hands from their obedience. قال وَنَرَى طَاعَتِهِ مِنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَرْضْ إِلَّا أَنْ يَأْمُرُ بِمَعْصِيَةٍ. This is a nass of Imam al-Tahawi rahimahullah. He said rahimahullah, and we consider their obedience, the obedience that we give to them, from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We listen to them because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for any other reason. Therefore, ya ikhwati fillah, those of us men, I call them men of the West, who when they are saved and their families are saved, and they come to UK or Canada or America, when that ruler cannot reach out for them or get hold of them, they start talking about the rulers. If you were mad, you would be talking about them when you were there with them, not when you come out. And they come up and they're quick to quote the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ أَضَّ الْجِهَادِ كَلِمَةِ الْحَقِّ عِنَّ السُّلْطَانِ جَائِرِ. صحيح. But you misunderstood the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi al-Bukhari sahih, la yatanatu alayhi anzan, abad. Lakin the hadith yaqul, al-hadith yaqul, and Sultan Jair, laysa an Sultan Jair, not about him, no, in his presence, in front of him, not about the rulers. When they cannot reach you out. So let us fear Allah concerning this element, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the one who is telling us, and the last hadith that I quote, that is must for a mu'min to listen to the umara in Sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim, and the fourth sunan, أقول ما تسمع واستغفر الله لي لكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فإنه من يعش منكم بعدي فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا. And whoever lives long enough after I die, he's talking about himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Whoever lives long enough after I die, he says, sallallahu